Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yo, yo, yo!
What's up, dudes?
What's up,
mother?
Where'd your mother?
That was nice, dude. That was nice.
What's your mother up to?
Nice and quick.
Where'd your mother? Hope she's doing okay.
It's fucking hump day.
Yeah.
Hump day.
Once again.
Hump day. Yep. Man.
Dude, what is hump month? Is June the hump month?
That's a good question.
In the middle?
Yeah, it kind of is in that. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Never
Things that make
that.
You go, hmm. You
Never
know
thought
I mean?
About hump month.
So then, yeah, if that was June... I would argue that the second part of the year is the best part of the year then, right? I mean, you got all of summer, the holidays.
That's true.
First part of your sucks.
Yeah. Just like the second part of the week is much better.
Like you get spring.
Exactly.
In the first part.
Ooh.
You know? You get flowers.
Hey, you got Chris and I's birthday in the spring.
True. Okay? I know. It's a good reason to celebrate. But anyways, happy Wednesday, guys. Glad to be here.
Hell yeah.
Missed you dudes.
I hear you
Hunter
guys.
Hunter Biden has no balls.
Yeah, Hunter Biden has no balls.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say though, Chris?
No, I was gonna say I seen you guys got a bunch of fucking snow up there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Snow day. Yeah, yep. I'm just gonna be working from home pretty much all week because there's no way I'm not gonna drive in that shit.
Yeah, I called my dad earlier today and he was on his way to treatment and he's like, hopefully the roads ain't too bad closer to Portland.
I know. Yeah, we actually are supposed to have my wife's brother come in Saturday. And your mother-in-law is supposed to come in Saturday, and he's already saying, like,
his flight's probably not going to be able to take off.
There's a huge cold front coming in this weekend.
Yeah. And it's supposed to get worse as it goes east.
On Monday, it's supposed to be the low of 17 degrees here.
Oh!
Well, that's, nighttime. Late at night. But
the high of 34 on Monday.
Nice, though, is if you look at that cold front, and the kind of the drip that it's causing in the United States, like
the cold drip.
Houston's right there, bro.
Right at
where
the
we're like, we don't have that. Like our lows are not good because Dallas is
no. Our lows are 17, dude.
I know, but like that's at night. I'm talking about your daytime.
There's like 11 high.
Dallas has negative 20 possibility.
Holy fuck!
Yeah,
dude. So that's the thing about Texas is like. The weather there is like a schizophrenic.
Oh, or like, it's crazy.
It's like a bipolar neighbor that you're just like, dude, is this going to be a good day or are my tires going to be slashed? Like, what is it?
Yeah, no, it's like the other day, like 2 days ago, I think it was 2 nights ago, we had a tornado watch, not a warning, but a watch, right? And we've seen it in Florida and stuff, right? That kind of weather thing that went over to the East Coast, it started here. And I was watching the skies and I was like, I told Jill, I was like, this is getting fucking dicey, bro. Because I saw the clouds rushing one way. And then, you know, same eye shot, the clouds were rushing the other way. And I was like, oh, fuck. We didn't get anything. We didn't get anything. But what was crazy is just like you, and it was sort of just massive wind, massive rain. And then the next day, clear as a bell, dude, just fucking gorgeous, colder, beautiful. And it's just, it's like you said, it's like schizophrenic shit. It's like, what are you right now? Like what's going on? It's raining. And then it was sunny out. You know what I'm saying? It was weird. It was
like, but that's super bipolar.
It's cool though, man. I kind of like it. I kind of like it. It keeps you on your toes. You know what I mean? It keeps you like,
you always know that the bad weather isn't going to last long.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Exactly. Yeah.
And like in Washington, when it rained, you're like, here we go. You know what I mean? Like it's going to be an all day event. Usually, you know, like an all week thing, you know? And,
yeah. Here comes 300 days straight of rain.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the weather is whatever, right? Yeah. We're not here to talk about the weather. We're here to talk about Hunter Biden's balls and how they're missing.
Yeah.
The funniest thing that I heard today from this whole thing, and like I said, I have not researched this.
Okay.
This was not the story of my interest, but
yeah.
I did hear somebody ask Hunter Biden, what's your favorite type of crack? Are you on crack today?
I said, what kind of crack do you smoke? That's one of the times.
I wish he would have said something. Like, well, just say something.
So his lawyer was talking
at
the
time. Smirk or be like, good one, you know?
Yeah. The lawyer was talking, getting ready to speak, and that's why he was just keeping his mouth shut, you know?
Yeah.
But I thought first when I first heard, I was like, well, this is fake. Like, who's going to yell that? And like, he didn't respond or even kind of flinch. I found the other videos of it. And I'm like,
one where it was like his lawyer was first talking first. Well, like, no, guys would all just shut up. I can make a statement.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I saw a second cut from a different person and they were watching it on their TV. And you could hear it clear as day on the TV. So I'm like, okay, somebody did say that in the like they went that and good for them. You know, because like, listen, you know,
those are the kind of questions the American public want.
Well, it's not so much that you expect him to respond or it's a good point. That is a good question. But the thing was, is it was said. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Somebody blurted it and he heard it. And like that makes him uncomfortable. And I like that.
Well, I'm also not a drug addict, so I don't know if there are different kinds of crack.
I don't know what the. Yeah, I'm so, sure there's.
I found it, dude. I found it and I just saved it to our bookmarks.
Okay.
Are you on crack today? What's going on here?
It was good. It was really good, man.
I'm hopefully that's the right video because I know it's when they're walking.
Yeah, right? I think this is it here for sure. Just gotta get that set up here.
Good old Hunter.
He's looking more like Joe though.
He is.
Oh yeah, he does. Man,
he really.
Chuck a chip.
Oh, he's got.
You should have said chuck a chip.
Yeah. It's called Parmesan.
Yeah. All right. This isn't it.
Hunter, what's your favorite type of crack?
Yes.
Are you on crack today?
Yeah.
Yes, dude.
So
that's it. Let that guy back there with the phone.
Okay, wait. So that was the second time it was said then.
Yeah. They were said a couple times.
Okay.
I just saved another video. It's probably that one, dude. It says, what kind of crack do you normally smoke?
That was
smoke,
the one
Mr.
where
Biden?
It was like very clear, dude.
Okay. Yeah. So
that was when he was like walking out and the guy asked again. That was actually
question great. If you be quiet and let me.
Oh. Yeah, you got to go back, of course.
Oh, boy.
It's so funny.
Oh, it's only 7 seconds.
Yeah, it's right it's after he says that.
It literally just right when he
says. It's right after he says, like, you got to be quiet.
Could you please, I'll answer your question if you be quiet and let me make a statement, okay?
What kind of crack do you normally smoke, Mr. Biden?
What kind of crack do you normally smoke, Mr. Biden?
Yeah.
So good, dude.
That's what the American people want right there.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of journalists I want.
Well, you know, there's some crackhead that's like, I am interested what kind of crack this wealthier man
he's
smokes.
He's like, wait,
I can't wait to hear this guy's answer.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting the good stuff.
Yeah. What kind of crack makes you crawl around the floor? I want to know what kind of crack that is. Searching carpet crack. You know what I mean? That's the good
he
stuff.
He should have said a hooker's ass.
Well,
that's my favorite types of crack. You
so
know
that this is all funny, dude. Like, this is great. But what actually, like, honestly pissed me off is that he kind of turned this whole, like, congressional hearing thing into a circus, right?
Oh yeah.
And what made me mad about it was almost a flex, and it kind of like actually pissed me off a little bit earlier.
What do you mean?
Like,
what
I'm pretty sure I yelled the C word out loud at my house, no kids around, but I'm pretty sure
like, because he just walked in and then
so he was uninvited.
He wasn't the one being questioned during this.
No. Yeah, he was,
walked in behind the people that were being questioned and just sat down.
Can I ask, let's take a step back. What was today all about? Like, why did he show up?
They were talking, I think it had to do with the Hunter stuff and certain about like maybe the charges against him not showing up previously.
Yeah.
However, that
it was to hold him in contempt or not.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh.
And okay. So he has not like apparently. And listen, I'm not well versed on.
He didn't respond to his subpoena.
Yeah, he didn't respond, and he never showed up for previous things.
Yep.
And then so today they're doing this thing, and I had a video which I didn't even send over. It's irrelevant. We can just talk about it. But there's a video from him outside showing up with all his fucking Secret Service guys because he still gets he gets that Secret Service help, right?
Yeah.
And he goes in,
everybody.
Yeah. He walks in and then he gets ushered mid, like they're all chatting. You can hear him in the background talking. He just walks in and they say, okay, you're going to sit right here. And he sits like right in the front row with his probably lawyer or somebody else.
And they actually had to stop like the question.
I thought that was his crack dealer. That's his lawyer.
Well, yeah. It looks
shit. He looks like a crack dealer.
The guy in the purple.
Right? Yeah. We could argue. Yeah. We could argue that they're both.
Probably both.
Right. He's like, listen, I'm going to help you get out and help you get off. You know what I'm saying? You know. But okay. So he shows up. Okay. And then the question, like people notice obviously, and they start
all the cameras like hoard to the front and then they have to stop the questioning and be like, there can't be cameras right here.
Yep.
Like in front because they're blocking like everything.
And they're blocking other people.
They completely disregarded everything going on and we're only wanting pictures of Hunter now.
So
of course
people go after him. I mean, you can hear like certain people are starting to like make comments towards him saying like, and one of the gals, I can't remember her name. She was like, you should be arrested right now. Yeah. Like we have a law that we need to abide by. And if in my opinion, you should be arrested right now and go to jail right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he's sitting there being smug as fuck. Then they call him Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
And he fucking literally, they have it on camera. They said, okay, we're going to Marjorie Taylor Greene, whatever. And
yeah, he says,
he taps his buddy. And they stand up as a big group and they walk out the door. And she's like, you're too afraid of my words.
Yeah.
I have that video, dude. I just bookmarked it. So if you guys want to watch it.
Yep. He's got to refresh. There we go.
Oh, boy.
Look at this coward piece of shit, though. Okay.
At least it's one video.
Oh, yeah, here's this. They're all the same, though. So,
gentlemen, time's expired. Chair recognized Ms. Greene from Georgia for 5 minutes.
Oh, come on, let's go.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Listen to her, though.
Excuse me, Hunter. Apparently, you're afraid of my words.
Whoa,
Mr. Big Shot.
I like to reclaim my time, Mr. Chairman.
What a pussy.
Yeah.
Such a pussy. Now, here's the thing is Democrats, okay, when they were talking previous to this, they were saying, we can swear him in right now. He wants to speak right now. He wants to talk right now. But then as soon as Marjorie Taylor Greene talks, he fucking bounces.
Yeah.
And so to me, what made me mad was I felt like this was a huge flex. Like, I can show up here. You guys can't do shit.
I show up when I want to.
You can't do shit. You can't arrest me. You're not going to do shit. And then he walks out when he wants to, free man, and does his shit. It was just a weird...
Well, let me ask you. Do you think this was his idea?
Or not? Listen,
I feel like this was planned, bro.
Maybe he was on crack right then, and he thought was like his day to show up.
Yeah.
And then when they realized it wasn't, he's like, "Hey, let's get out of here."
We're not supposed to be here. Come on, guys.
I'm not. I'm not disputing that. Like, who knows what kind of workings he had or what? There's no benefit to him showing up. Like, it was unannounced. He was uninvited. It was last minute. It was like not middle, but he was the thing had already started.
Yeah.
And so it was just weird that like. He's in this like trouble or he's got away with shit already, but he's like possibly getting into some trouble here. He shows up and just leaves on his own will. And I think a lot of the Republicans are saying like, we need to arrest him. Right. So it was kind of a weird flex to me. And it was kind of like, I just felt like until Biden is gone, I don't think anything's going to happen to this guy.
Dude, Chris, can you go back to like when they're sitting down and look at the guy in the purple? I think that might be Joe Biden's brother.
It could be.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, no, it could be. It looks just like him.
Like his uncle type of thing? Is this the one?
Look at the bags under the eyes, bro. Yeah, you get rid of that hair and that's a Biden. Look at his mouth. Mouth is the same kind of puppeteer mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Because I've seen this guy. I feel like that's like,
yeah, that might be his brother. Yeah.
Or something.
That might be, dude. That might be.
And remember, he owned an island over there by Jeffrey.
Oh,
yeah.
Same location.
Well, and if you look at the guy, obviously sitting to Hunter's left, that looks like a lawyer.
That guy looks like a lawyer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. With a book and all that
stuff. Yeah, I don't know who the purple guy is.
That might be an uncle, dude.
I think that's Uncle Biden.
Like, if you cut away everything but his face, like, that is a Biden. Like, in my opinion, that is a Biden.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing clips where people were saying something, like the congressmen were saying something, and then, you, like, Hunter would look at, like, that guy in purple would be like, hey, can you believe this? Look at this. You know, like they look like two guys at a bar. Yeah. Like, can you believe what we just saw on TV? Look at this shit.
Yeah. Man, dude.
But yes, I going back to what you were saying, Dave, like, I feel like this is all just so much drama.
It is. Yeah.
And I heard something talked about the other day. Like, I think Dave Smith was talking about this, where it's like, imagine growing up in this age where this is the norm for politics. Because remember when we were growing up, it was all C-SPAN people, like old dudes, mm-hmm. boring. Like, you'd fall asleep when you watch that shit.
Yep.
You're like, why is this even a TV channel? And now it's like pure drama, dude. This is like a soap opera.
Yeah, you know, the only thing I would argue with is that, like, we also had no idea about politics at the time, right? So, like, everything they said was, like, absolutely boring.
Yeah.
And but you can go back and watch it, and it's, like, not as intense as it is today.
Well, and I think that's cultural, too, Greg. I think, like, all the reality TV shows that we've all consumed over the years, and even people, like, in their 50s have seen these shows for, you know, Real World and all this shit for 30 fucking years, right? Like, they're kind of used to the, like, drama stuff now. It's like, you see that everywhere. And so it's not shocking that they're, and they, listen, the government wants the views. They want the fucking views. You know, they want the energy. They want eyes on it.
It's almost like, it's in parallel with social media. Like,
oh, yeah.
The more social media got popular, the more dramatic our politics got. And, like, just fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's frustrating because, like, I feel like, and it's both sides on this one, honestly. Like, I feel like a lot of these people, and that's why, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene, even, like, she kind of annoys me because I feel like she's, there comes a point where you're so outspoken and, like, over the top and annoying. And,
I agree.
And I know what you're doing and I know it works. And I'm not, you know, but it just gets to a point where, like, this is turning, like, we're a shit show. This is an absolute shit show. And everybody watching it, it's like, you know, those old movies where, like, the mob boss, everybody knows he's guilty and he shows up to, like, some meeting or something and he's just flaunting the fact that, like, hey, I'm still here, bro. I'm still here. You can't fucking do it. Yeah. You can't kill me. You can't fucking put me in jail. It was just like one of those moments where I felt like Hunter was flexing. There was no reason for him to be there.
Yeah.
None.
Unless he was cracked out of his mind and he thought he was supposed to.
That would be a huge mistake.
This had nothing to do with him. This wasn't like his hearing.
No, it was.
It did.
It kind of had to do with him. It was, they were voting on whether or not to hold him in contempt. Yeah. Like that was the whole thing about this. And they actually ended up voting and are holding them in contempt. They voted 23 to 14.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. But
yeah. This was a surprise impromptu.
Yeah.
Like
it was an emergency, but like for him, yeah, it was just, he showed up. And listen, I'm not saying
that makes me think that this was all planned, dude. Like someone told him, hey, you go show up and flex, like you were just saying, like, this will make you look tough. This will make you look like you have nothing to hide.
Well, except for he ran out. You know, like, that's what I'm saying. If you went there for the reason that you're saying, which I get is a valid point, then why can't you sit through it? If you know you're innocent and you know you didn't do anything wrong, or you sit through Marjorie Taylor Greene, you sit through the Republicans and be confident. And just be like, you know what? I listened to everybody. I didn't say a word. I just listened to everybody, what they had to say. And I disagree with them, you know, adamantly. You look better than just like, oh, Marjorie, fuck it, and bounce. Like, he literally taps his shoulder and it's like, yeah, we gotta go now.
We need to get out of here.
Yeah, it was like watching a football play, bro. They all of a sudden shifted. You know what I mean? It was weird.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah, he tapped him on the nuts and was like, we're changing it up.
Yeah, dude. It's like WWF tag teams, bro. He's like, I need out of this shit. Bring somebody else in.
You know? Yeah. Come on, Randy.
It was weird. But at the same time, to say about planned, it was kind of odd that, like, they didn't know that he was showing up, and maybe they didn't. But there were three seats available for them in the front row.
That's true.
And when they walk in, I have the video of where they come in. You hear the guy say, these are going to be your seats right here.
They're like,
three empty seats. And they sat right there. So did somebody know about it?
Somebody knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they have to reserve it, like, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But how would they know? It would be him, a lawyer, and fucking Crack Bob.
It's a little weird.
and Crack Uncle.
Crack Uncle.
Yeah, I mean, or when they came in and they went through security checks, somebody radioed in and was like, dude, Hunter's here with this fucking dude, this mafia guy and a lawyer. We need a seat for him. And they fucking move somebody. But I don't know.
Make some room.
No, that guy didn't look good enough to be a mafia dude.
No, he didn't. Well, you know,
that's Uncle Biden, dude. Yeah, I guarantee that's freaking the uncle, the brother.
So that's one thing that was just, you know, obviously a lot of people talking about it. More or less was about the kind of funny comments afterwards, the questions or the lack of answers.
Yeah.
He just refuses to respond.
So what happens now that they are holding him in contempt? Do they arrest him?
I think there's a whole process, dude.
Like, what's going to happen to him?
Well, listen,
honestly, let's be mono to mono.
Let's be Dave what's right now. Happen? Let's be me. Yeah. Probably not much.
Let's be
dude.
Dave-O to
while,
Dave-O.
Yeah. While Biden is president, nothing.
That's what I just said. Yeah, I agree with that. I think he's protected right now. I think that being the son, and I think obviously if they arrest him, they're going to say the same thing that we say about Trump, right? It's going to be like, you're arresting the president's son. You know what I mean? Like, this is a fuck, you know, hit job, blah, 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 blah. I think as long as Biden's in office or alive, I don't think you're going to get much ramification from this guy. There'll be a slap on the wrist. I believe if he goes to jail, I can see him going to jail.
That's
for
just
a fucking
like
week.
They actually charged Ray Epps. You see that?
I did. Yeah,
he got probation.
He got probation.
Exactly.
Yeah. He got off the hook.
His ass and then
yeah, exactly.
No, I mean all the headlines said he was the guy. Was exonerated.
He was the guy like telling everybody to go in.
Yeah.
And he got probation while people are still sitting in a jail cell.
And we think that Hunter's getting any big.
No, you know, exactly. No, that's why I say nothing while Biden or the people that he put in place are there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, this whole thing is just a zoo.
It is.
It's all just for like us just to be like, ooh, look at these crazy people. Like, were the spectators showing up at the zoo to watch the animals like prance around?
Yeah.
And like get up and walk around and be like, oh my God, look at that one. That one has crack on his nose. He walked away.
Dude, it's, you know, to me, it's like wrestling, dude. You know, like I used to grow up with wrestling. I know Flex loves wrestling, but I love wrestling. But it was all like, how do we like build this up? And it's like he enters the room and everybody's like, oh, you know, and like it's just like this big show. And then he walks out at a certain time and causes interrupting the entire thing. Like it's just, like you said, drama, drama, drama. And it's like, are we going to be adults? Like, and one of the guys, it was the, was a black gentleman that was actually considered, not Brian, I don't know. He's the bigger guy that was actually considered for the House Speaker of the House.
Yeah, it was Brian.
Something.
Yeah.
He was just like, hey, listen, this is all fun. Are we actually going to get to like a vote? Are we going to actually have a discussion about, you know, charging him with shit? Cause like, we're just sitting here like joking around and having fun. Like, and that's why I feel like everybody should be saying like, enough of the spectation, like this whole thing, all this like drama, like let's actually have a discussion and do something about it. You know what I mean? Like we're just
Byron Donalds.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. Just, it's annoying. It's annoying. And the other thing. Yeah. Never mind. There's a lot of stuff that annoys me too. I don't know if you guys have a topic you want to jump to right now. Is there something that you guys want to jump right into?
Well, like you said, it seems like these people show up. They know nothing's going to happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the same about the tunnel that was found underneath this popular synagogue, right? This is the headquarters of this. It's a specific type of Jewish community.
Yeah.
But this in New York City, they found a tunnel that connected to an inappropriate place that I'm hearing.
Well, is that right? From what I understand, it comes. It is like connected or comes out by a children's museum or like a museum where. But there's a lot of different stuff that ended up being weird about this. Because they were saying that they got caught trying to expand the synagogue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there's a video that came out where somebody went down there and recorded. All of it's finished down there.
Finished?
It's all there's finished. A bunch of trash.
It's all like finished. And there's like a bunch of dirt everywhere. Like they've been excavating dirt.
Yeah.
And then there's a hole in the wall, like where the dirt was coming out. And he looks in that hole. And there's a fucking tunnel with like a concrete walkway.
So here's
and a used mattress.
So I want to be
like a gross mattress.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Like, I feel like it's a little early to like make any brash. Like,
no, I'm just saying that it doesn't look like to me that they were trying to expand the synagogue.
Okay. So here's the deal. First of all, they claim that they like to your point, they claim that they did this because especially during COVID lockdowns, they wanted to be able to meet and pray and have like their rituals and stuff because we all know that a lot of churches were shut down. They were, remember, there was a big thing where they were protesting about.
Yeah. But I don't know if I had to make the age of the tunnel years. Right. Well, I heard that this tunnel was built like 6 months ago.
Here's the deal. So what I heard just tonight, just before I came over here, I was watching some videos on it, a couple different videos. They were saying what they were doing is they were digging underground. Mm-hmm. Okay. And able to actually like break into existing tunnels that were already underground. So the tunnels seeing were previous tunnels. And some of them, what's crazy is there was a video of one of the tunnels where they had like an old war cannon still in the tunnel. Like we're talking about old tunnels, right? Like Civil War shit and like World War One shit. And so as they were digging through, they were breaking through into other tunnels that were already there.
Did you see this video?
So yeah. Yeah. So this says that it was 60 feet long, mm-hmm. 8 feet wide, 5 feet tall. And it was threatening the structural stability of the mm-hmm. buildings. I heard like neighbors were hearing people under the floorboards and stuff.
Yeah. Well, people, yeah, all over the place. In the streets were hearing things like through the grates. They were hearing people underneath the ground in the grates and stuff.
Well, there's a video of like a Jewish man popping out of the grates.
Oh, yeah. Like, hey. This is what was on the other side of the hole in the wall. Mm.
What is this? Oh, yeah, dude. So here's the thing. When Jewish girls turn 16, what's that called? Bat mitzvah or something? Or
bar mitzvah?
Well, there's a one for the girls. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Well, I heard that it went to. It went to the place where the girls have that.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm trying to find out what the name of that is. I don't have any stories on this saved, but.
Listen, I want to be clear. This whole thing needs to be thoroughly invested.
It's weird as shit.
I don't want to say, like, what I'm trying to look at both sides because we don't have all the information, right? So I'm trying to say, like, some people are saying, look how extensive this was. This could have been years worth of tunnel digging, right? Like, not just months. Other people are saying, listen, guys, like, there's tons of cavities and tunnels underneath buildings and old tunnel ways that they actually broke into that were, so they were utilizing what was there on top of what they've already done. Mm-hmm. That kind of makes sense too, right? Like we know Portland has a ton of underground tunnels. Seattle has underground tunnels. Like we know
watch the movie National Treasure and they find like a huge little circular staircase.
Of course,
we have to talk about Nick Cage.
So however it works out that like that's what I'm saying. Like it's hard to speculate. There was mattresses. Okay. That's
strollers. Concerning.
They need to figure out why stuff is in there. They need to figure out, is there any materials on the mattresses? Like was there bad shit happening?
My whole thing that made me question like what actually is happening was just because that of this video, like the guy goes downstairs and it's fucking all finished. Like they weren't making anything. This is already all done. All the walls are there. The only thing is there's dirt everywhere. Uh-huh. Yeah. And the only thing that is different is that hole in the fucking wall. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side of that hole in the wall is that tunnel. Mm-hmm. That doesn't look an expansion of a synagogue.
So apparently, like, I don't remember the exact, so don't hold me to it, but apparently, like, this is like the north side and it goes all the way to the south side. Like, it's a long stretch of tunnels. Mm-hmm. Some of the photos that I saw, some of the video that I saw, and we know how the internet works, right? We can't verify 100% that those are actual from this tunnel. But there were certain tunnel videos that I saw that were claiming that they were extensions of this. I actually had brick inside and shit. Like we're talking about like underground tunnels that were like done like previously.
Yeah.
I'm not speaking about
Freemasons.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Or something, you know,
that's where they do the rituals.
So like, listen, it needs to be investigated. And like, I understand like people were all like, well, why are they just dumping concrete or why are they wanting to dump concrete? Because there's two ways to look at that. One, structural issues, like you said, Greg, and that makes sense because you don't want buildings collapsing. And if they're digging under other buildings, is that weakening the ground as well?
Okay. True.
Then there's the thing of like, are you just dumping concrete to cover up something else?
Exactly.
Right. Like, just like Epstein's Island.
Like why all of a sudden as soon as this broke, there's already fucking cement trucks trying to fill it in. Mm-hmm.
Well, so here's the deal. Mm-hmm. This ended up in a brawl, right? There was police brawling with these Hasidic Jews, right?
They were ultra-Orthodox, they said. Ultra-Orthodox Jews.
Well, it's the Shabbat synagogue. Yeah. And supposedly, like, they have a lot of power, dude. Like, these people, the Shabbat community, meets with every president. There's, like, the presidential picture. They've met with everybody, Trump, all that. Mm-hmm. But 9 of them were arrested over this dispute because they stood inside the tunnel. They wouldn't get out. They're like, we want to keep this tunnel.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And it's like, why are they wanting to keep the tunnel? Are they wanting to expose? Like, is there a certain faction of them who want to expose what this tunnel was doing? Or do they want to keep it for their ceremonies or whatever they're using it for?
Right? Yeah. I mean, listen, I think it's easy to say that they want to explain. That might be the case, but like, I feel like the obvious Occam's razor vibe is that like, they put a lot of work in this because they had a space Now it's known, but they had a space where they could go technically.
And nobody knew.
And nobody knew about it. And they could do all the things that they wanted to do. No matter what happens above ground, they could go down there as a group and do the rituals and do the things that they do. Mm. And that makes sense. But like, you can't do that. Like, right? Like, you just can't like go digging through the city of New York. Like,
yeah. Can you imagine if later on, like, all of a sudden this apartment building, like, half a block away fucking goes underground because they dug everything out?
I mean, who knows?
We see that shit.
Was it really structurally unsound? I mean, was that just an excuse to bring in the cement trucks?
Who knows? You know what I mean? I mean, there hasn't been, as far as I know, any documentation of how extensive it actually was.
I mean, I feel like it would be hard pressed to think that it would actually do something, but because usually you have a foundation that goes down pretty deep and stuff, and that little tunnel shouldn't be enough to cause major damage. But you're unsettling everything down.
Well, unless they're like they're digging through the tunnel and they come across a cement thing and they just take it out and it's actually like a corner pillar.
Yeah. 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 I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it's weird. It's weird, dude. And like I said, you know, they did to me, it's illegal. I don't know the exact laws or anything, but I feel like that's pretty illegal. Like, you can't just dig
inside city limits for sure.
Yeah. And so they should look into it. They should, like I said, they should be testing the mattresses and shit. They should make sure that there's no fluids on there that need to be aware of, questionable situations, you know, and go from there. I mean, that's really all we can do, but they got caught. They're not happy about it. And I just say, too bad. Sorry.
Well, and like, people are jumping to like extreme conclusions here, like
they are
trafficking allegations and stuff. It's like, whoa. We don't know what, I mean, what else are you going to use a tunnel for, right? Other than to traffic things.
Well, unless there was something at the end of that tunnel, which is maybe where they had their expansion room or something. Yeah. But usually tunnels are used to transport things.
Yeah, I mean, one way or the other, man, they should find out and they need to be held accountable for it. Whether that's nothing, hey, we didn't find anything. We found, you know, where it leads to. It makes sense. We're just going to fill the shit in and call it good. You know what I'm saying? Like, fine them, do whatever you gotta do.
But it is weird that they tried to fill it in before anything actually.
That's what sparked my curiosity. I'm like, well, why are they trying to fill this in? Let's investigate.
Like,
this.
As soon as the story dropped, it was because they were fighting with people trying to fill it in.
Yeah.
So are they going to fill this in?
I don't know yet.
I assume they're going to, but I mean, there's probably going to be a more extensive investigation.
Yeah. Hopefully. I think there's been a call for more people to maybe look into this a little bit further before they decide to do anything drastic.
Danielson says, I told you it's the Ninja Turtles.
It might be Ninja Turtles.
No, it might be, dude.
Yeah, you find a fucking
Master Splinter.
There's a giant human-sized rat down there.
Yeah, there's like green ooze. And they're like, I don't know if that's cum or fucking ooze. I'm not sure what the fuck this is. Hey, we need to look into it. You know what I'm saying? That's some like,
it's sticky regardless.
Yeah, man. I don't know what you put this on. But no, listen, it's weird. It's weird. I think it's worth keeping an eye on. And it's like, it's odd the way they behaved, and it's odd the way that the city behaved. It's just
it's crazy, like over the last few years, like how many places they end up finding tunnels underneath.
Oh, wait, they're
like,
everywhere.
Yeah. Like, it makes you wonder, like, how much of this world is just like tunneled, and there's just shit underneath us that nobody even fucking knows about.
Well, I mean, if you look at history,
sewer systems, right?
Yeah,
But like, there's all those videos coming out of like the underground bases and stuff, where like semi truck drivers are like delivering things, and they're like, this place is fucking massive.
Yeah,
And like, how many of those are there?
There's a lot.
And how many is there just tunnels that people have dug that don't have anything to do with government agencies?
A lot.
Have massive fucking areas that people don't know about.
I think it's part of our like DNA a little bit, right? Like, you know,
I must dig.
No, I just, if you think about it, like it feels safer, right? You go underground, like,
kind of like a bunker or like a safety storm shelter. If I had room out here, I'd dig a fucking thing. Make a sick ass room.
That'd be sick. Be cool.
Yeah.
But watch like Gangs in New York, man. You know, like they go into these buildings and they go into these vast, like there's these chambers that they all kind of, get inside, and there's like tons.
Well, I always have been fascinated by that shit. Like speakeasies and fucking secret doorways. I've always wanted a secret doorway at my house.
Yeah.
Always.
But I feel like every kind of group of people in existence have done it. I mean, back into the Egyptian times, the Romans. I mean,
just look at the pyramids, all the secret shit they find inside there, the
Okay. It's just not that shocking.
Well, yeah, I was just looking this up. There's a wall underneath the Wailing Wall, or a tunnel underneath the Wailing Wall.
The Wailing
Wall. Jerusalem. So I'm the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Where everybody goes. And
There's a tunnel underneath it for like people to get in and out of the city.
It's like a secret tunnel, dude. I don't know.
I mean, I think honestly, it's just the mud flood. I think that's what's going on. Probably. I think these are previous existing things that were already there that got covered.
That's probably it.
You know?
Probably is, dude.
That's my opinion.
Eventually, we're just going to dig one day and like we're going to find whole cities.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, why not? I mean, they're under Seattle, you know? So.
Portland.
Why not? Why not?
Hey, man. What else? What else do we got? We got a bunch on here, man. Anything you guys want to bring up?
What did you? Well, you had something you want to talk about, right, Greg?
Yeah. What was it?
Yeah. So if you go to the TikTok in the messages, the 737 Max door. It's not a door. It's a door plug. Because this is pretty weird.
Is it? What's the plug?
So it was not an emergency door, which has it like additional hardware or constraints like locks and stuff. This was just bolted in. This was a plug or an emergency door if they wanted to put one in. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that thing popped off. This was a flight 1282 coming out of Portland.
To like Ontario, right? Something like that.
Yes. Yeah. And it was taken off 35 minutes into the flight.
Yep.
Kablammo. This thing pops off.
Yep.
Wind sucking everything. Miraculously, there's nobody sitting next to this thing as it pops off.
Yeah.
Right. That aisle is just uninhabited. And I looked this up. There was 177.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's that?
You sent it in the messages?
Yes. So by Strange Sauna, if you go up, you'll see right after the Stephen Hawking thing.
That's right there.
Okay. You'll see 737 door blows off. Oh, okay. So if you play that.
Yeah, my understanding was is there were people in the seats, just not the window seat.
No, that row, if you read articles about that, it says miraculously no one was sitting in that row.
Oh, and see, I've heard just the window seat.
No, because they're both of those seats got destroyed. One of the actual the back of it was completely torqued.
Mm-hmm.
The headrest flew off for the one right next to the window.
Yeah, the whole backrest blew out. Like the whole cushion.
That's weird. So, but yeah, there's 177 occupants, 171 passengers. This thing can hold up to 204 passengers, right? Total people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this was a pretty fucking full plane.
Yeah.
And I'm just surprised that they didn't move people around. Because when you have a full plane, they go, hey, sir, you want to move up here? There's an empty row up here if you want to sit and have a nice window seat, you know, blah, blah. It wasn't like that. It was just miraculously empty. I don't know. Maybe I'm pulling at strings here, but play this video. It'll actually show you what happened here. Oh,
just a few hours ago.
Yes. Yeah, this is it.
Okay.
So a 737 MAX had one of its exits blown open mid-flight. The Alaska Airlines 737 in question was scheduled to fly from Portland to Ontario. It took off at around 5 p.m. with no issues and climbed all the way through 16,000 feet before anything happened. But less than 10 minutes after takeoff, one of the emergency exits blew off of the plane, taking some pieces of the interior with it. A TikToker who was on the flight posted their experience. I'll make sure to tag them below so you can check out their video. But importantly and thankfully, no one on the flight died, and the pilots of the 737 conducted a rapid descent and landed back in Portland. Now, of course, this is a very fresh story, so we don't know the root cause of the issue. When it comes out, I'll make sure to put in the comments.
So okay,
you can
stop it.
So basically, all the movies we've ever seen about people getting sucked out is bullshit.
It's a little exaggerated.
It's kind of bullshit, dude. But there was a boy.
Yeah, 15 year
who old. Had a 15 year old boy who had his shirt ripped off, dude.
Oh,
sucked
really?
Right
well,
off
so
of
he
him.
Was in the window seat in front of where the thing.
Oh, so like it came from, it was right behind him.
His headrest came off. Yeah, his headrest came off. His arms got sucked back. I think his shirt did come off. But his mother grabbed him and put him on her lap. Yeah.
Go to the favorites, Chris. And it's the one that I just saved. 15-year-old shirt that got blown off. Yeah, if you go to the favorites, there's that first video up at the top. And it's like, so this thing did have some suck power, dude. Like, this thing was fucking blowing up the suck.
Giggity.
Yeah, man.
A 15-year-old boy named Jack, who was on the plane when the door plug blew off, sucking away his shirt.
Sucking him off. Look at that.
On his body. He scrambled to another seat next to
passenger this wild.
Kelly Bartlett.
Huh. Weird.
He scrambled to another seat. Like, he was able to get up, even. It's like, hello?
So, yeah. I mean, why not just... How long was the... Where was the flight going to? Portland?
Ontario.
Ontario. So it was quite a long flight. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, fucking finish the flight.
Well, they can't. Because it was...
Why?
Because it... depressurizes the cabin. It's all kinds
they
of
they all
stuff.
Had masks on.
I know, but you land it. You're going to land it right away.
You're not going to fly like that, bro.
Yeah, you'll
come
land
on.
It right away.
come on.
The plug landed in somebody's
What are we
backyard.
Raising here? A bunch of wussies?
Yeah, dude.
Well,
so the plug was what? 63 pounds, and it just landed in some freaking Portland teacher in their backyard.
I mean, to me, this is more of just like a, wow, that's a crazy thing. I mean, that's how I kind of viewed it. Was like, damn, like what are the odds?
Well,
you know?
Well, and then they grounded a bunch more planes, right? Because they found that they had a bunch of bolts loose on other planes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 737s. Yep. Yeah.
But NPR came
weird,
out.
Though,
oh, go ahead. Yeah.
What's weird to me is that the black box recording that records the, you know, the pilot's voices.
Everything. Yeah.
Incoming and outgoing radio transmissions, engine sounds, all that stuff. It got recorded over. And I was like, what? And they're saying that this would help the investigation. It's like multiple of these investigations have been like ruined because someone failed to turn off the black box. And it says, I am looking at this article from New York Post. The cockpit. So this is Hamendi, who is the National Transportation Safety Board chair, Jennifer Hamendi, said, quote, the cockpit voice recorder was completely overwritten. There was nothing on the cockpit voice recorder. And it basically records over itself every 2 hours. And she's trying to get that extended to 25 hours.
Mm. Oh, so they left it on and it recorded nothing over what was actually happened.
Yeah, they have zero conversations or zero just communications of what happened during that time. Like, what led to this failure and what did we do to communicate during that time?
So that's more of a black box issue. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, on this NPR article, it does say that before the door plug flew off the Boeing plane, an advisory light came on three times.
Mm. Like a pressure advisory or something?
So right here, it says that the... it says an advisory light on the Alaska Airlines plane that lost the piece last week had come on during previous flights.
Oh,
preventing the aircraft from being used on long flights over water, the National Transportation Board said.
Oh, so this time they're like, we're not going over water. We can use this plane, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they said it came on for, there was an issue with, sorry, I'm trying to look it up here. It actually said it was a pressurization issue for the light. So there was obviously something going on because they said they wouldn't take the plane over to Hawaii because of this issue with pressurization. So that's what I'm saying.
So they knew there was problems beforehand.
But that's the problem with all this shit. And there was that documentary years ago about these planes, right? Like, they have these things and they fucking hide the problems because they need to keep shit going. You know what I mean? Because there's such a demand for the planes and people have places to go.
Just fucking build more planes.
Well, we're just like, be
Take
safe.
Take the time to build it right, dude.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if something's wrong and there's lights coming on.
Yeah.
If you're driving your car and you get all these check engine lights and shit, that's not the time to say, let's drive to New York. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. And I feel like they're just going, fuck the lights. We can make
it. All right.
You know, what are the odds that we actually.
Is this strange to you? Because, like, I thought the black box was, like, permanent. Like, you got a permanent recording of this flight log, like, whatever happens.
Yeah.
I imagine.
At the 2-hour mark, all audio is automatically recorded over for the next 2 hours.
But I imagine there's only a certain amount of memory on it.
Well, yeah, but like it would stop. It would just stop recording like a cassette tape or something, you know?
That is weird that it would record over itself.
Right? I've never heard of this. So I'm like, how the hell does this happen?
It is weird because like when you work in like a store, or like even like your even like our cameras and shit that we had at my old store, like I could go back months and look at videos.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like we didn't have a plane.
And hey, we just had a small office. And other plane crashes and stuff like that have gone down. They're like, if we could just recover the black box, we would know what happened.
Exactly.
But that was
my
days or whatever afterwards.
But the plane, when it stops and it crashes, that shit it's
does it?
Yes. I'm almost positive. Yes. Yes. And that's why they can recoup it because they can look the last 2 hours.
But they took it out of the plane. And it just kept recording.
Yeah, I'm saying. Like, why don't they automate this thing to have it connected to the engine of the plane or something?
I feel like they do. Oh. But here's the thing. It went up. I don't know all the details, but it went up. The incident happened. They had to turn back around, fly back to the airport, land, get everybody off, make sure everybody's okay. And by the time they took the thing out, it probably was surpassing that 2 hours.
Yeah, but even in any other, like, instance, it's going to be 2 hours before you're able to recover that box.
I know, but once I think what Greg is talking about is what happens. Like, if it gets into a wreck or something happens, they can kill it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it gets killed to where what information is on there the previous 2 hours is the information. So if the plane's it's still recording. You get what I'm saying? If it's functioning still and the plane was functioning.
But what part is functioning?
It landed within 35 minutes, dude. Like, they had an hour and a half to kill that thing.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is yes, and that's probably I don't know how this all works, but I'm assuming that like they landed, took 35 minutes, right? But then you have panicked people on the plane, you have whole crews trying to get people off safely, make sure everything's accounted for, make sure everybody's okay because they're checking everybody, make sure there's no injuries and all this other shit. I'm sure, right? I'm just saying like an hour and a half after you basically have an hour and a half left.
Yeah,
you land, you got an hour and a half. How long did it take? How long does it take just to plane exit a plane, a normal plane? You know what I'm saying? Now think of a plane that just went through chaos and trying to get people to calm down.
My belief is just like my mind is blown that this is not part of like their emergency protocol that they're like trained. They go, oh, okay, we got an issue. Black box.
I agree with you.
Well, maybe it is, and somebody royally fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, like whose responsibility is it? Is it the pilot to stop it?
Maybe.
Listen, I think they're going to have to look into this and figure it out. And listen, luckily nobody was seriously injured, right? Like apparently no serious injuries at all. So if this is what it needs to like have, you know, the flight commission or the transportation look at this and say, wow, we can't have this going forward. Then maybe it's a good thing that this happened and nobody was hurt and they can reevaluate kind of how their black boxes are ran.
What if you're on a flight that's more than 2 hours?
Right. Then you just like the first half, like, nah, fuck it. I guess they assume that the first 2 hours just went by totally fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. If there was something going on, they would have the records. But if everything was fine, the flight's going as planned, there's no reason.
Well, now everyone that wants to do something on a plane knows that you wait for 2 hours to go by. You get on a long flight, you wait for 2 hours to go.
What is the black box for? Right? The black box is for situations where there's catastrophic issues, right?
Yeah.
A plane goes down, you got fucking rubble, and they need to figure, because the pilot's dead, the crew's dead, you know, they need to have the information so that they can figure out why did this plane go down? What happened? Now, in a situation where a plane lands, The pilots can have interviews afterwards. Can you tell me all the things that happened? Like, is it the, but at the is same it time?
What if a plane crashes at 2 hours and 15 minutes?
I'm going to look this up, dude. Would, black box turn off. Like, does it would, turn off?
It would only have recorded over 15 minutes.
Listen, if you want my honest opinion, I don't know. I think it just kind of is a continuation. You know what I'm saying? Like, this minute disappears as this minute happens. Mm. This minute disappears as this
minute
happens.
How about just put, it's only audio.
It's the previous 2 hours is what I think. I think it might be.
Maybe. It's only audio, though. How about just get fucking longer fucking shit?
Well, yeah, it's weird to me that, like I said, it's weird that you in your home can have a system like a computer or a kind of a box that can hold that much data. Your DVR can hold fucking 10,000 fucking, you know, episodes of fucking whatever. But this thing only holds
2 hours.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's all we need.
It's weird. But I do feel like this is kind of a weird gray area. Right? This is different because, like, normally we talk about black boxes when there's something catastrophic. And this wasn't catastrophic, but it was worth knowing. And I would just say that they probably thought, just guessing, that, like, hey, everybody's fine. The pilots are there. We can interview the pilots, like a post-interview. Hey, what did you see happen? What lights came on? What did you guys do to handle it? And they're all there to answer it. Everybody's there to answer. You know, they can ask, they can interview every person on that plane and say, when did this blow? What happened afterwards? What did the crew do to help you? Like, and so the information is there. I don't know.
So
I don't know.
Mike Mullaney says it's a data logger. So that would mean it records audio, records any kind of data involving the plane.
Exactly.
And we've gone over this. Gans says it shuts off because of certain amount of G forces.
Banielson says data logger and cars stay on as long as the problem is present. Which that might make sense too.
But if it shuts off under a certain amount of force, like it lost cabin pressure and it shut down.
But see, here's the thing. Like, let me ask you this. What would the black box actually do in this situation?
It would have recorded the warnings beforehand.
It would just say, cabin depressurization. You know,
there's multiple like information inputs to this. So this says there are two parts to a black box. There's a flight data recorder, FDR, and the cockpit voice recorder. So you'd get the communications between the pilot and whoever's on the ground, right?
Okay.
During a flight, the FDR tracks information about the plane itself, like the direction, the speed, while the CVR records audio of the crew's conversations, radio transmissions, engine sounds, alarm noises, all that stuff.
Yeah.
They come together, combined in one unit sometimes.
I get you.
Mm-hmm.
My question still...
With all that shit.
I know, but my question still, like, in this particular situation, not any other situation, in this one particularly, what would the black box actually do? The plane landed, they could look at all the stuff and they could say, holy shit, all these rivets failed. All this shit happened. This is what caused, like, it's all there. Like, they can actually hands-on see what's going on. So I'm just curious. I guess
they would confirm, like, the engine sounds, the alarm noises, and the conversations that the crew had.
But I think the problem I'm having is that we're bypassing the fact that this plane had three previous lights on that they were aware of. So, again, if they already knew those lights were on, what the fuck's the point of the black box? They knew that there was a problem.
That's true. They just took off.
I'm saying is like the black box to me is irrelevant in this particular situation because they can look at the whole thing. But I think that it would be Alaskan? What was it?
Yeah, Alaskan Air.
Why did Alaskan allow the plane to fly that had faulty issues with it, especially ones with cabin depressurization?
Well, so here's the deal is. What's the precedence? Is this normal? Did they have we all flown on planes with like faulty shit and they just let it slide, bro?
Yes.
Guaranteed.
Like, is this normal?
And that's where that's what I was saying earlier. This conversation needs to be had now because we have a situation where we see that there's a problem. Luckily no one was injured, but this needs to be evaluated. Like, are you allowing planes to fly with a certain level of problems? Like, hey, 95% of the plane works great. And that's okay in the threshold that we're allowing.
You'll be fine there as long as you don't sit in this section.
What's the threshold of saying? Because in this one, it seems like from the article, I didn't read the whole thing, but it seems that there was an issue and that they decided that they weren't going to fly over large bodies of water to Hawaii because they were concerned about the issue, but they were fine flying on mainland.
Yeah.
What was that? What's the reason behind that? Like, why is that okay? Just because you didn't want to crash it into the middle of the ocean?
Maybe. Or maybe because if they knew if it crashed on land, they're probably less likely to have anybody sue them afterwards.
Or it could be the fact that if something did happen, there's nowhere to land in the ocean. Because if it happens on land, they could go to any airport and do emergency landing. But either way, if you have that going on with your plane, should you even be flying that plane? If you are telling yourself, hey, if we do have an issue with this, we need to have a place to land safely, like, then that plane should just not go. Like, that plane should be 100%. When we're paying that much for a fucking ticket, it should be 100%. 100%.
It's true.
So maybe there needs to be a little more regulation on this situation. That's like a scary thing, man. A lot of people can die at one time on a plane.
Absolutely, dude.
You know,
especially like when that fucking door plug blows off. Like, how scary is that shit? I know. All this oxygen.
I bet that's loud as fuck.
I haven't seen a plug fly out of a plane like that since a porno. You know what I'm saying? Like a
like a butt plug.
That was
the stripper at Dante.
I'm just kidding, dude. Oh god. Anyways, that's a bizarre one, dude. That's a bizarre one. Scary.
It is bizarre. Scary. It is scary. So just
can you imagine if there was like a fucking kid or something? Like, so, you know, it's just. That's the kind of crap that's just like, that should never be allowed. If that was even a slight concern, and there's children on that plane, guaranteed. Like, that's, come on. We got to do better. We're better than that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Alaska, what the fuck,
man? They care more about money than anything else.
They do.
That's the issue.
And you know what the other issue is? Is that people care more. They care more about getting to their destination. Is that, had you said, like, hey, guys, we have to cancel your flight. Like, what kind of fucking piss off?
Oh, yeah, they'd be super pissed.
Get me another
plane.
Yeah,
we got an air cabin leak.
Yeah. It's a problem across the board. Take care
of it before we can take off, and everyone would be throwing a fit.
Yeah, it's just it's a big problem where everybody needs it now.
Well, that's when you have an issue like that, and you let the passengers take a vote, and then you make them sign a waiver beforehand.
Well, so it's like an amusement ride. Do you guys think that they purposefully recorded over the conversation to, like, allow them not to get in trouble, like Alaska, like whoever was in charge of this flight? Like, oh, well, we don't have the communications, so now I'm not going to get charged with.
Well, I think since it happened, they were already fucked, since it was already documented that it was a problem in the first place.
Yeah, I don't think that's
an issue. But like Dave was saying, what if there was communications being like, hey,
you'll be fine, Roger,
we got an emergency light on this plane that says not to fly.
I think the problem is, and I could be wrong, but I feel like the black box is not the only way of finding out stuff, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah, if you're communicating
with the towers, I guarantee you that the towers also have recordings that they're getting as well. Otherwise, how would they even know about this?
If they don't, that would be an issue also.
Well, I mean, they already know about the three lights, and apparently the black box doesn't work, right? So how did they find out about the three previous lights? Like, there's something else other than the black box. You know, like, there has to be, or unless they were just brutally honest. Because why would you admit to it if you knew that the black box covered up your, so why would you just say, yeah, there was three lights previously, you know?
This says that the warning lights had no correlation to the panel blowout, Dave, okay? So there's nothing to worry about.
I don't believe that. If it's saying that there's an issue with the pressurization of the cabin,
and then
a fucking door comes off, like, I would say that's probably a little correlation. I don't know. Maybe I'm stupid.
Yeah, it's called the auto pressurization fail light.
Yeah, it couldn't auto pressurize because there was a fucking leak in the plane.
Yeah, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it doesn't take a genius to figure that out.
Oh god.
All right. So what else is next?
I don't know. What else do we want?
You
want
to talk about the tax shit?
Well, no. You know, I kind of want to talk about the drone thing more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, the tax thing is it. We'll see where we're at, but let's do that drone. I think that's a funny, interesting. Greg hasn't even seen it, which is even
more. Oh, yeah, I've seen it. So is it in our inbox?
Yeah.
Chris, did you send it?
I saved a video in Twitter.
It's weird.
Or in X.
It's weird, man.
And this isn't just some fucking guy that made a video either. This is released footage from the military, which is interesting that it's being released right now with all this other shit going on, too.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Right, with that, like, Project Bluebeam trending and all that stuff.
We don't know everything about it. But that one dude, he's kind of a douchey guy. I don't really like that guy that much.
The guy that's in this video?
Yeah, the one with the beard, the gray beard that Joe Rogan was kind of making fun of a little bit. He's the one that was with, what's it, Bob Lazar?
Oh, like, yeah.
He's kind of
Jeremy Corbell, dude.
He's a little bit of a turd.
Yeah,
but
he's the one, he's in this video, and he is the one explaining that, like, this is released by military, and, like, this isn't just a spoof video.
Okay, well, let's listen to the drama. Oh, boy. Oh, there we go.
It's in thermal. It was filmed on a weapons platform.
Look at that thing.
You see that there's a dog there. See,
is it invisible?
It goes in and out.
This is black. No, it doesn't go in and out.
It's not. It's not invisible. Those are. It's heat signature.
So it goes from cold to hot.
It looks like it's invisible, doesn't
it? No, it goes from cold temperatures to hot temperatures.
It's turning to the same temperature as its surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Like a chameleon.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird that it's going that.
And you'll see it going from white to black. And that's basically showing the heat differential. So it's going like hot and cold, hot and cold.
It's weird looking.
Pretty low altitude.
How does this guy know so much about this stuff?
The guy that released the video to him.
Jammed. These individuals who target with these platforms, they can shoot out an Al-Qaeda tire at 27 miles away, but not being able to lock it was one of the first signs that something's weird.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
If that's true, that's interesting.
I was able to find direct eyewitnesses and corroborate that this event did happen. When individuals would target in on it with the optics, the way it was described, each of these hanging things, they were stiff, like they weren't moving. They had geometric form, like scales, what was said to be scales, like an armor. There were also people with night vision who were out and they were tasked to go look for it, couldn't see it on the night vision, only in the thermal spectrum could be seen.
Ah.
Like a cloaking thing, yeah?
That's weird.
So you can only see it in thermal.
Yeah.
Now, one of the interesting things to go into this a little bit is that, like, we have seen some of the government release footage that supposedly the government release or the Navy release and shit, remember, was, like, in Iraq, was in Afghanistan, orbs, the balls.
And that's where this was. This was in Iraq in 2018. This was recorded.
So, like, it's interesting that, like battle areas.
Wait, this was in 2018?
Yes. Yeah, and they're just releasing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Wait. You're licking your lips, man. You got something on your mind.
Well, 2018, you add up those numbers. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm just thinking, like, if you are just releasing this in 2018, or did it happen in 2018?
It happened in 2018, and it's being released now.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I don't know, dude. It just makes you think, like, did they have this technology? How long have they had this technology? Who built it? Did the military know who built this, or was that discussed?
It didn't say.
No, they said that they had no idea what this thing was. They said that they locked into it.
Or was trying to lock
on. They were, like, surveilling the area. It came through. They tried to lock in on it, to shoot it down, to shoot it, to try to act on it. They couldn't lock on this thing. They sent crews out to get eyes on it with night vision. They couldn't see it with night vision, only with heat signature. So
what this reminds me of is the balloons. We saw a lot of balloons. Yeah, they were calling them balloons. Yeah. Maybe they weren't balloons last year, like the China balloon and all that shit. Mm. Maybe it was something like this.
I don't know. I feel like this looks so different. In fact,
it does. They would have to change the structure of the thing.
I got two things real quick. I know we're getting close on time here. I got two things. Chris, if you could look up this for me, because I think this is kind of funny. Look up Star Wars probe drone or probe droid.
That sounds sexual.
Well, you're going to probe, mate. Was this what Stephen Hawking was designing on Jeff?
What's this, dude?
Okay.
What's this? What's this little booger? Uh-oh, you got to get a different photo there. Yeah, there you go. What's this little booger? Look at that.
Okay.
Scroll down. What's that look like? Star Wars is coming to real life.
Okay, there we go.
Star Wars is coming to real life.
So this is what is this photo we're looking at?
This is from
Star Wars. This is from Star Wars. But this is almost that jellyfish looking thing.
Yeah, go now look at the photo.
Or the video.
Yeah, look at the video. It's got the tentacles down there. It's got the circular almost kind of top. I think this is just a scene from the new Star Wars movie.
You know what I'm saying? Skyfire news.
Look at that though. It's got the same things on the bottom.
That's true.
When I saw it, I was like, what the fuck? That's my initial thought. Was like, wow, this is Star Wars all together. It's kind
of
weird.
Is that a penis growing out the side of it, too? Look, it's got a crooked penis.
Oh, yeah. Something. What is that thing?
Yeah, those are...
Poor robot?
It's weird, though. No, it is weird. Dude, I sent over a video real quick. We're going to bounce after this one, I think. But I sent over this video, and I actually showed Chris this the other day. I had this ghost video that I thought was really interesting, right? Like, there was a surveillance camera, and this thing comes into frame, and the dogs notice it and start barking at it, and then it kind of goes away. But now after watching that thing, like this almost
kind of looks like the same thing. It kind of
looks like the same thing, bro.
Yeah.
So check what? Check this out, dude. This is like a little, Chris will put it there. Okay. I don't know if you need the sound or not, but so it'll come over this little hedge here. Look at this thing. It's like floating in.
What?
And watch the dogs. So that's look like at the dogs. Like they're like, what the fuck is this shit? And you see them like barking at it.
But it's like, got that mist though, like the strings.
I know, but. But watch, when it goes across the street, it almost like changes shit. Oh, of course. Fucking. Come on, Instagram. TikTok.
It's TikTok. Yeah.
Okay, so if
but
you
see the strings, like the stream of energy it leaves behind it.
But look, what? Watch when it crosses the street. Like it almost like elongates.
Look at that. It's blurry behind it.
Like it elongates right there. See?
Oh, God.
What's that? Whoa. But the weird thing to me was, see, it comes back and there's another video of it.
Miami alien.
No, but the weird thing to me was the dogs, bro, in the beginning. Like the fact that there was dogs laying there. Something was there. Like it's not a computer animation. These dogs right here, this dog notices it. You'll see it. And then the other dogs start running around barking at it. Like there's something there. I don't know what it is.
Dude, dogs always can sense that shit.
I know,
I've watched so many paranormal videos of like babysitters, like, you know, and then they have like the dog or.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you see like a doll fall over or some shit.
I totally agree. But my thing was, is like, you can't really argue that it's like some CGI, you know, because the dogs aren't like going to react to something that wasn't there. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So something came in because you can see that first dog. I know it's hard to see. That very first dog is sitting on the dog bed as it comes over that hill. You could see the dog's head look at it like, what the fuck is this thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then they all start scattering around. So, like, something was there. I just don't know what the fucking thing was.
Dude, I'm telling you. These things are in interdimensional fucking.
Yeah, it might be, dude.
Might be. Is this year the year?
Of what?
I don't know.
Are we going to finally get the disclosure this year?
Nah, I think.
Because it's 2024, bro. Like, it's going to be a big year.
Nah, I think next year.
You think next year?
I think it's going to be next year. Yeah. I think this year's
Trump's president again.
Yeah, I think this year is too, like, there's too much that, like, I don't know if anybody's attention would be really on it. You know what I mean? Like, I think, how many things have already been said and people are just like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they just, whatever. True. And, like, you got presidential election. It's already going to be heated. Congress is a mess. The government's a mess. I think, like, after, like, the election, I could see next year being, like, the year of the alien. The year of the fucking paranormal.
Well, so here's
the deal. We need
Ghostbusters,
like, bro. We need Ghostbusters.
If there is like this battle between like deep state and Trump,
yeah.
If Trump wins, like they're going to have like this go nuclear option, right? They're going to have like, okay, we got to just destroy everything. So what does that look like? Is that like the banks failing? Is that like aliens?
Well, that's when the aliens show up to stop it because they've lived through that.
I don't know.
Oh, they go, we come in peace. You must live in peace as well.
We, Earth is too valuable. We need you to stop this right now.
No. It's Stephen Hawking reincarnated.
They just come down, they go, mega.
MAGA.
I don't know. I just think like we're seeing more and more things come out. I think, listen, it's interesting. We talked about it, but I think more and more things are coming from the government. The Navy and all that stuff is putting out information. It's interesting. You know, however you take it, it is interesting. And, you know, it's going to come out someday.
I think people are getting to the point where like, we have to show people this.
Like, they're getting ready.
I don't think the military, like, as a whole, is, like, willingly releasing stuff. I think people within the military are like, people have to know about this shit.
I'm just going to say this. I whether you guys want to believe it or not, okay? I hope that we know more about it than we don't. That's all I hope for. When it comes out, I hope they say, listen, Bob Lazar was right. We've had this shit. We've learned about it. We know where they come from. We know what kind of technology they have. At least I'm like, okay, we know what this is. But if they come out and be like, it's here, we don't know shit. Then I'm going to be like, whoa, what the fuck is this? Like, what do you mean you don't know shit? Like, what? Well, are they
gonna, it can cloak itself as whatever you're only gonna wants, know, even your mother.
Yeah.
You're only going to know what you know. So
I understand that.
Like they have,
that's the quote of the night.
Say
right
they
there.
Have, they have crashed ones. They only know about those crashed ones.
Oh, for sure. But I want to know something. I want them to say like, hey, we've known about this for 40 years. We've been lying because we want to. I wanted them to say, we've been at least trying to study this for 40, 50 years. Like, we have a basic understanding of how this all works and what they're capable of. If they come out and say they know.
If they say they've been studying this for 40, 50 years, the first question better fucking be, so you know everything there is to know, right?
Yeah.
Well, what sucks about that is they would never admit what they know because there's other countries and that would use that information against you as warfare. And like the whole idea of like military industrial complex and warfare like does step into this whole thing.
Do you really believe that we're the only country on the planet that has these things?
Well, no, not necessarily, but the question would be, who's the one that broke the code? That's what the question is. You could have it, but like even Barb Lazar said, like they spent a long time trying to figure this shit out, and it was not
the propulsion side of it.
So, but probably other things too, to be fair. So it's a matter of, it's like going to the moon, quote unquote, if we really did go. It's who's the first to go? That's all that matters. Who's the first to have it? You know what I'm saying? And that there was a dude that I know we're getting right, but there was a dude that I was following a while back. I talked to you about him, Chris, on 101. He was saying, he's like, this does have to do with the military and the complex that's going around with it, right? He was saying that he felt like the reason that you're seeing this come out is because they were able to crack the code. And the only way for them to get these
to implement
what they have is for these leaks to come out so people could say, oh, so they have it. Are you guys making, or what are we doing with it? And they're going, we already are doing it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, in order to keep it out of the, take it out of the pits of Area 51, for example, they need it to come out so that
they have to figure it out first and then they have to disclose it. That way they can actually,
which
use it.
Makes sense. Right. So his thing was, if they admit to aliens and they admit to it, that means that we actually have the technology now for sure that we can use. Mm-hmm. That's what he thinks. And you know,
that makes sense.
Who knows? Who knows? Or they'll never come out. Dude, we'll be 90 and be like, they were supposed to come out 40 years ago.
Well, I mean, they better have technology that they're working on. Like, if we're still just flying airplanes in 20 years, come on, bro. Like, give me something more than just gasoline. Like, I want to go from like 0 to 100.
Flying cars already.
We're supposed to have like floating cities. Yeah. Man. Like, what are we doing? We've really, well, you know what? Real quick. This is the last thing, I swear to God. We were watching the New Year's celebration. They were doing a drone show in Dallas. They do a drone show every time, right? And this particular drone show, they were going by the decades of like music and stuff. So the first one's like the 50s and it had like a, you know, had a jukebox or whatever.
Like,
and
like every decade had its thing.
Symbol. Like
it's symbol.
Like one was like MC Hammer. 90s was like MC Hammer breakdancing, right? But what Chris pointed out was all the 2000s, like 90s and 2000s,
last 3 decades are all just Apple products.
It was like iPhone.
Oh, shit.
iPod. And I'm like, that's what happened. Is for 30 years, we've done nothing because we just got that. And we're like, good enough. It's just good enough.
We're like, oh, look at the phone. Look at this phone. Social media.
Like, what? We've done nothing our whole life. What's going on here?
God damn.
Distractions, dude. It's just like they distract us like little keys. They're dangling the keys. Like, we're Chris on Family Guy.
I mean, I guess if everybody's happy and they're content, how do you break that? You know, if they're content,
you'll
they're content,
own nothing and you'll be happy.
Yeah, some people live by that or will live by that, but not me.
We need to allow people to experiment and create crazy cool shit again.
I know. I'm with you. We need crazy shit back. Even crazy if it kills shit. People to do it, I want to see it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God damn it.
There was no progress without some kind of sacrifice.
Guys, hell, it was a pleasure talking with you. Some fun topics, interesting topics, man.
Yeah.
We'll see. And all that stuff is, out there. None of it's complete. That's what's funny. All those topics, we don't know any of the ending results of any of that shit.
I know.
Right?
The loops, dude.
It's just like it has been for the past couple of years. So, Greg, cheers to you, my friend. Chris, cheers to you guys. Everybody in the comments, man, make sure you follow, like, subscribe, share, hit that notification bell. We appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
Later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.